as I like to say, my favorite day of the week. Yes, it is Friday, January the 12th, rubbing a well with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Broadcasting and Republic Trading Group. And if it sounds a little different tonight, because it does sound a little different, got new bells and whistles, bought some toys to improve the quality of the audio. So bear with us this evening. It's the first time we've tried this new device, so there may be a little glitch here and there, but otherwise, it sounds pretty good. I'm pretty happy with it. Quick check of the financial markets for this Friday. Dow Jones Industrials closed up 41 points at 12,556. NASDAQ up 17 at 2,502. Wall Street put aside all the bad news, concentrated on whatever good news they could find for the day. Well, that's pretty much it as far as Wall Street's concerned. They took, they didn't pay any attention to the fact that crude oil bounced above $53 a barrel. They paid no attention to the fact that gold was soaring and the dollar was plunging. So they are quite happy to stay in their delusion. I guess it's a catchy disease. Even the president has it. Talking about the noble metal, gold closed up $12.90 to end the week at $626.40. How volatile was the day's trading? Gold had a low of $611, a high of $628.50. Silver, big winner on the day, up 43 cents at $12.88. Silver had a low of $12.32, a high of $12.92. Platinum up $15 at $1,150. Palladium up $6 at $336. As we mentioned, crude oil stuck its head over $53 a barrel today, but closed up $1.02 to the better in the day at $52.90 a barrel. U.S. dollar weaker by 27 basis points at 84.82. What caused the sudden rash of buying today? Well, according to MarketWatch, gold futures climbed Friday to close at the loftiest level in 7 sessions, ending the week more than 3% higher as traders scrambled to make their moves ahead of a 3-day holiday weekend. Now, this was amazing to me. I go, what 3-day holiday? Don't tell me we've got another holiday to deal with. We just got rid of the holidays. Well, there's a holiday, but I'm not taking it. Well, I guess it's a Martin Luther King Day on Monday. So the government shut down, post offices shut down. I could tell you a joke about Martin Luther King Day, but we'll save that for another time. So stay tuned, my friends. With the new equipment, we'll be right back.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headline and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the face.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Jackson Brown. It's amazing how many, I listen every now and again to Air America, and it's amazing how many times they play this song on the air. I guess they just discovered it. We've been playing Eyes in the Balance for over a decade. But, well, I guess better late than never. Speaking about gold, Ned Schmidt, editor of the Value View Gold Report, said, what we are witnessing with the strong advance today in gold is similar to what we have seen each time the U.S. market is closing. Two world views on gold. U.S. traders are in la-la land and are bearish on gold and bullish on paper, he said. By contrast, the rest of the world, which is bigger than the U.S., is bullish on gold and bearish on the U.S. dollar. He went on to add that the entire world knows that the dollar is going down in value, oil is a long-term short supply, and that gold should rise in value. Peter Gingrich offered his assessment. He said gold's resilience to hold above $600 in the face of a rising U.S. dollar and plummeting oil and copper prices is a testament to its internal strength and suggests much higher prices in the offering. Asian demand, particularly in India, is completely oblivious to housing start, short-term dollar strength, or other U.S. economic news, said June Young Phillips, after reporting Asian demand had soared in the past quarter. However, most traders warn people gold could be volatile next week. Why? Well, it's earnings seasons. Companies come out with earnings reports, and the guys in La La Land obviously like that. Reuters had this to say about gold today. It says, if oil continues to crack down $40 a barrel, gold will revisit its previous low. This according to Greg Weldon, chief executive of Weldon Online. Other markets have suffered from the extreme volatility of the energy markets. Oh, by the way, you know why the price of oil went up today? All of a sudden, people in the, Midwest, East, border states to Canada, suddenly discovered it's not spring. It is actually winter. Temperatures are plummeting. Yes, so I guess global warming doesn't really exist. Well, it's one of those facts of life. You know, whenever we talk about gold, people, and I get a lot of people who call up, and they really make it much more complicated than it really is as to the future direction of, well, the price of gold and also the value of the U.S. dollar. And those are the only two things that you should concern yourself with. Nothing else you need to concern yourself with. The purchase of gold is your insurance against a declining dollar. And most people seem to have this, I don't know what it is, people think the U.S. dollar is immune from crisis, for whatever strange reason, but they do. The question you should ask yourself is, why should Americans think that somehow the dollar is special and it is immune from crisis? All you got to do is go back and study history. In addition to the fact that the U.S. dollar has lost 92% of its purchasing power since 1913, 41% in 1934 revaluation alone, there were times previously when the dollar actually lost more value than that. Maybe you've heard the expression, not worth a continental. That expression developed in regard to America's paper money during the Revolutionary era. Congress printed continentals to pay for the war, but the currency, having no value, lost its backing. The U.S. government tried again to introduce paper currency experiment during the Civil War. The Legal Tender Act of 1862 allowed the Lincoln administration to issue paper money backed by nothing but the government's decree that it be accepted for trade. The paper money lost value so quickly that the practice of fiat currency in America fell out of favor until the Federal Reserve System was put in place in 1913. By the way, do you know whose birthday we celebrate today? Yes, Alexander Hamilton, one of the authors of, the Federalist Papers. Man who obviously felt passionate about currencies and central banks and America's role in the world's financial system. But I digress. The system that was put in place in 1913, the Federal Reserve Act, was, without question, the start of the dollar's demise. You see, the sad part about it is government's ability to create vast amounts of paper currencies. It is the common person's savings that ultimately gets destroyed when government starts cranking up the printing press. The interest earned in savings accounts never keeps up with the mass printing-induced inflation that is created with the creation of fiat currencies. And for the U.S. dollar, its final link to a hard, tangible asset was severed 35 years ago. Most people don't even know. It's amazing. Most people don't even know that it was illegal for Americans to own gold. But up until 1975, it was illegal. Today, the majority of dollars are little more than bits of electronic information zooming between banks and corporations that people don't even see, in which they need computers with super calculators to keep track of. How much confidence is left in the inflated U.S. dollar? This is a question you have to ask yourself. A dollar whose value remains high, not for any tangible reasons, but only because, so far, America's trade partners are willing to accept it in exchange. In the Weimar Republic, when the mark was inflated into practically worthless pieces of paper, at least the German people were left with tinder and toilet paper. When the dollar collapses and no one wants it, most of it will probably just be deleted. As strange facts about the paper currency. You know, I often talk about, people often say, well, I want to buy junk silver because I want to have something to barter and exchange with. Now, that's logical because junk silver is old coins that were issued prior to 1964 that contain 90% silver. The only problem with that theory is most people, believe it or not, better than 60% of people, actually still think that the quarters and the dimes in your pocket still contain silver. For goodness sake, there's a whole swath of people out there who still are hoarding Sacagawea dollars because the post office has a big vending machine when you walk in and says gold dollars. People actually think they gold dollars. I got a dollar. It's gold. No, it's not gold. It looks like gold when you first get it. Carry it around in your pocket for a couple of weeks, it turns into an ugly brown rust color. It's because there's no gold in a Sacagawea dollar. So, are the only bartering and trade mechanisms we're going to use gold and silver when everything falls apart? No, of course not. There'll always be dollars. It just depends on how many wheelbarrows you need to buy a loaf of bread. And I say this just from personal experience. All we got to do is look at Zimbabwe, formerly known as Rhodesia, the country of my birth. Rhodesia was one of the wealthiest countries in Africa. In fact, at the time of its independence in 1980, the Zimbabwean dollar was worth more than the U.S. dollar. Then along came Robert Mugabe, who decided to seize virtually all property owned by white citizens to give to their black citizens. The upheaval within the society caused an economic collapse with a non-functioning economy and falling tax revenues. Mugabe decided to simply to print up money needed to pay the bills. What he in fact did is he destroyed Zimbabweans' currency and any of the people's savings. As of May of last year, it cost 416 Zimbabwean dollars to purchase a single 2-ply square toilet paper. And if you wanted to buy a whole roll, that would set you back 145,750 Zimbabwean dollars. Yeah. Well, you can't take toilet paper to the bank. But in Zimbabwe, you can. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday.
No, I won't.
Today, 250 years ago today, Alexander Hamilton was born. I guess not many people know that. The youth of today not being taught American history. Alexander Hamilton died after a duel with Aaron Burr in 1804. Aaron Burr was vice president. There was, there was tension in the air. Alexander Hamilton was supporting Thomas Jefferson in the upcoming election. Well, I guess him and Aaron Burr came to, they didn't come to blows. They decided to settle it like gentlemen with a duel. And, Alexander lost. He died the next day. And in death, he was still a gentleman. As he said with his dying breath, that he forgave Aaron Burr for all that happened. Well, poetic story. First U.S. Treasury Secretary, also the man largely responsible, together with George Mason, in requiring a Bill of Rights be established. And as we said, happy birthday. He died on July the 11th, 1804. Just a little piece of trivia for you. In the land of the free and the home of the brave, I guess it is kind of good news and bad news today. The good news is, as you must probably know, Ron Paul is setting up an exploratory committee and has the intention to run for president. Yes, I can hear you. Mangled. Is that the best way to say that? Okay.
It's the same old thing out of Washington, D.C. Our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans, shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best. The gall to believe they're better than the rest of us working Americans who suffer and sweat.
Well, as I said at the top of the hour, prepare for some unusual events happening. We got a new toy. We got a I didn't even know what you called it, but it's got a lot of buttons on it and dials, and lights are flashing at me. All done so as to have a better quality radio show. Expense wasn't even considered when we purchased this little box of tricks. But as you can tell, sometimes expensive little boxes of tricks fail. So bear with us while we work out all the bugs with this. We were saying before we were so unfortunately interrupted by technical difficulties that today in the land of the free and the home of the brave, good news and bad news. Good news, Ron Paul has announced his intentions to run for president in 2008. This is going to be an interesting election year, no question about it. And the bad news is, as we've been reporting about a gentleman by the name of Hollis Wayne Fincher, who was charged with the government for having illegal firearms, well, it went to jury today. Jury took 5 hours to find Hollis Wayne Fincher guilty of owning illegal machine guns and a sawed-off shotgun. Closing arguments in the federal court in Fayetteville wrapped up mid-morning. The case went to the federal jury about 10:30 a.m. The jury returned the verdict at about 3:20 p.m. According to the police, Fincher had two 308 caliber machine guns, homemade versions of the Browning Model 1919, and other firearms were a 9mm Sten design submachine gun and a sawed-off shotgun. The defense tried to make the case an issue of the Constitution versus federal gun laws. The government tried to make the case as simple as possible for jurors. Yes, pay no attention to the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Just pay attention to the judge's instructions. And so we have, on the one side, good news for the Constitution with Ron Paul running. The bad news is we're still dealing with a federal court system that doesn't understand the limitations placed on it by the Bill of Rights. Most people still to this day are confused about that. They don't understand that the Bill of Rights is there to say what the government cannot do. Not what the government can do, what it cannot do. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by. Walk on by.
Welcome back, my friends. It is Friday. Brother Bill L. with you on the flip side. Hello, Swain. Yes, sir. Don't tell me we have another technical problem.
Walk on by. Walk on by. Just walk on by. Oh, I just can't get over losing you.
Okay. Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Yes, we're having a few little glitches with the new equipment, so bear with us. Occasionally we have to disappear, restart everything all over again. And one of those wonderful things about electronics. Talking about Hollis Wayne Finch's conviction today. The defense rested yesterday after U.S. District Judge Jim Hendren ruled Finch's proposed testimony inadmissible. He wanted to argue about the constitutionality of the Second Amendment. Hendren had repeatedly ruled the defense can attack the government's evidence, but not the law that applies to the case. He also ruled, based on Supreme Court precedents, laws passed by Congress to regulate firearms do not violate the Second Amendment. This is a judge. This is a man who sits in a black robe, who came to the conclusion all by himself that laws passed by Congress to regulate firearms do not violate the Second Amendment. There are 22,000 gun laws on the books. And in case you're unsure of the sparse wording of the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What part of shall not be infringed do the legal establishment in this country not get? This is my question. Any one of those 22,000 laws that are currently on the books means that Congress violated its constitutional oath to preserve, protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Anyway. So if you want to challenge any law based on the Constitution, it's up to some thug in a black robe who's going to dictate what the law is. Now, having said that, the laws of unintended consequences. We have been telling you for a long time, but nobody's paying any attention to it. This time next year, the national ID card becomes mandatory for every U.S. citizen. I can hear voices out there going, no, it doesn't. I don't have to get no stinking government-issued ID card. Well, it's happening. This is out of Colorado. When Colorado State Senator Andy McElhenney championed adoption of the strictest identification requirements in the country, his aim was to keep illegal immigrants off state welfare rolls. He didn't anticipate making it harder for his 15-year-old daughter to get her learner's permit. But that's exactly what happened, my friends. When he and his wife and daughter showed up at the Division of Motor Vehicles office in Colorado Springs in September, they brought the teen's passport, only to discover DMV had changed the rules and the passport was no longer a sufficient form of identification. There's no reason to believe a 15-year-old girl is going to be running around with a fake passport just to get a driver's permit, said the chagrined Colorado State Senator. Going to the DMV never has been a walk in the park. Well, these are the same people that are prosecuting the war against terror, but let's not get into that one. But it's likely to get even more difficult as states across the country begin to comply with the stringent federal identification rules required by the 2005 Real ID Act. Americans by the tens of millions will have to dig out documents such as social security cards and birth certificates or go to the expense of getting new ones to renew their driver's licenses. Fears of terrorism and the uproar over illegal immigration are behind the new rules. The Real ID Act is a response to the fact that four of the 19 hijackers of September the 11th had obtained valid U.S. driver's licenses. Worries about voter fraud and the chance that illegal immigrants are taking advantage of taxpayer-funded public services also have prompted a surge in stiffer identification requirements from voting booths to Medicaid applications. To weed out the few, all Americans growingly need a paper trail to qualify for some of those same perks of citizenship. Colorado ran into legal trouble within months of enacting the nation's toughest ID standards. New rules requiring proof of both identity and legal U.S. residency left some unable to get a driver's license or state ID card. That's the unintended consequence. Look, we said this when they introduced the stupid law. This is all designed, this whole law. I mean, it was sold on the premise, you could make the argument that, these people had the right intentions. We've got to do something about illegal immigration. We've got to do something about employees hiring illegal immigrants. We've got to do something about identity theft. Well, here's a wonderful idea. Let's have a national ID card. But most people, when they introduced this national ID card, said, well, it doesn't pertain to me. It pertains to illegal immigrants. Wrong. Pertains to you. And if you do not have an official government ID come this time next year, you will not be able to rent a car, visit a government office, or anywhere that requires you to produce a government-approved ID card. And don't think you're going to be getting on any aeroplanes anytime soon. Hopefully, this will be one of the campaign pitches of Ron Paul. That actually is good news. It is. But you know Ron Paul's problem is going to be? As soon as he gets traction, as soon as he starts to make an inroad, as soon as people start paying attention to him, because he's saying stuff that they've never heard, Ron Paul will talk about the Federal Reserve, the creation of the fiat money system, the overexpansion of government agencies, the wasteful fraud of many government programs. But you see, as soon as he starts getting into where the bread is buttered for the well-heeled elite, they'll be coming out of the woodwork. Oh, he's going to be called a racist, a homophobic, anti-Semitic. That's going to be the big one. ADL and its crew are going to be out there tarring and feathering Ron Paul just simply because he will say exactly what the problem in the Middle East is. Israel. You know, I was watching the president's speech the other night when he was promising to go to war with Iran. It was quite funny, because he said it. I heard him. I was watching it. He said, look, we got to make sure that Iran and Syria do not help the insurgencies in Iraq. That's why we're sending a carrier group off the coast. Everybody thought and interpreted the president's speech as saying, we're going to war with Iran sometime soon. Today, Tony Snow from the White House had to come out and say, listen, there's an urban myth going on out there. The president has no intention of attacking Iran or Syria. Yeah, sure he doesn't. He's beholden to Israel. He's going to do whatever Nathan Sharansky tells him to do. Who's Nathan Sharansky, you might ask? Nathan Sharansky is George Bush's guru. His founding father, if you will. A dissident Jew from Russia. A man who was responsible for terrorist activities, which is the reason why the Russians locked him up. You want to understand George Bush, you've got to understand Nathan Sharansky. You've got to understand what this Zionist is all about. This man got America's highest civilian award, the Medal of Freedom. You want to understand how George Bush thinks? All you got to do is, well, there's a book out there. Nathan Sharansky wrote a book about democracy. And if you read the book, I think it's called A Case for Democracy, The Power of Freedom to Overcome Tyranny and Terror. His whole policy, his whole thought process, is that if they can go to war with Iran, or as in the case, they thought that, well, look, if we go into Iraq and they greet us as liberators and they throw flowers at us, we can change the whole Middle East. We can convert all these Arab countries to be friends of Israel. That's Nathan Sharansky. That's George Bush's mentor. And if you read the book, it is word for word U.S. foreign policy. But a number of stories about that up on republictradinggroup.com that you may find interesting. But this is where he gets his agenda from. This helps explain why nothing is going to change with the Democrats in power. It's already been established. The ADL and AIPAC have solidified very strong relationships with both the House and the Senate on the Democrat side. And they are more prone to accept whatever comes out of AIPAC or the ADL because of, obviously, their tendencies to believe in the Schofield Reference Bible. Look, the president's speech the other night was Nathan Sharansky speaking. It's the reason why the president's poll approval ratings plummeted after the speech. Here's a man that, well, 60% of the people, according to many of the polls, oppose sending more troops to Iraq. Does that concern the president? Of course not. Oh, they had a nice picture of him out the other day with a little tear running down his cheek. As I said, the only sympathy I would have given the president if he broke down weeping heartily on national television, thinking about the thousands of 19-year-old kids he's been responsible for getting killed in that godforsaken place. They're not going to solve any issues in the Middle East so long as you got the Zionist in control in Israel. And nobody wants to talk about it. Why do you think they are so eager to pass hate crimes legislations in this country? Because they want to shut down any debate. They want to shut down the ability of anybody to figure out what U.S. foreign policy is all about and who actually is pulling the levers of power in Washington, D.C. If the average Joe Sixpack out there was aware that his future, his children's future, his grandchildren's future are being dictated by 2% of the population, he'd go nuts. He wouldn't believe it in the first place. Well, that's just stuff of conspiracy theories. Nathan Sharansky is part and parcel of George Bush's DNA. In Israel, across the Middle East, Sharansky is widely regarded as a right-wing Zionist and hawk who positions himself to the right of Ariel Sharon before he became a vegetable. Sharansky's philosophy of freedom and fear, good and evil, is a projection of his own political activism, both in Israel as a refusenik and a political prisoner in the Soviet Union. According to Israel's Minister of Foreign Affairs, in the 1970s, Sharansky engaged in underground Zionist activities until his 1977 arrest by Soviet authorities on charges of treason and espionage. Uri Avery, a veteran Israeli journalist, wrote of Sharansky's influence on Bush that, and I quote, "The idea that the teachings of this particular political philosopher are the guiding star of the mightiest leader in the world, the commander of the biggest military machine in history, is rather frightening." And it is. It helps explain, and it helps explain everything. It helps explain William Kristol. It helps explain Paul Wolfowitz. Helps explain everything. Why haven't we heard more about Nathan Sharansky? Well, it's a well-kept secret in Washington, D.C. Don't want to expose Nathan Sharansky. You want to do your own research on Nathan Sharansky? Go ahead. Knock yourself out. You'll see he is exactly who I say he is. He's a Zionist. And his philosophy has been adopted by George Bush. And the reason it's been adopted by George Bush is because George Bush doesn't have the ability to come up with his own philosophies based on a study of history. George Bush is completely clueless about the history of America, his own country. And yet he wants to go and have wars in countries thousands of miles away where he has absolutely no concept of who the people are, what their ethnicity is, what their culture is, what they believe in. We're going to spread democracy around the Middle East. That's just simply because we couldn't find weapons of mass destruction. We had to come up with something. Thank God for Nathan Sharansky coming up with that wonderful idea in his new book. It's nuts. It is nuts. Here's another sidebar note. Remember the anthrax scare of a few years ago? And one Mr. Hatfield was accused of being the master maker of the anthrax. Well, the judge today put an end to that. The whole case was thrown out of court. I wonder why. I wonder who was responsible for the anthrax.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Friday, only two little small interruptions with the new equipment. I'm quite impressed by that. Did you hear about spy gadgets worthy of James Bond? Yes. According to reports, high-level U.S. arms contractors were found to be in the possession of coins with RFID chips in them. This, according to the Pentagon, revealed this yesterday. American security experts said the coins containing tiny radio transmitters were slipped into the pockets of American government defense contractors while they traveled on sensitive missions in Canada, raising suspicions that a foreign power, possibly China or Russia, was behind the scheme. You know, when I was on my recent 4,000-mile trip, round trip, from Phoenix, Arizona, to Indianapolis, and various places in between on the way home, I noticed something rather unusual. Whenever I passed through a time zone, my cell phone knew exactly what the time was, which led me to conclude that if my cell phone knows where I am, who else knows where I am? So, RFID chips in coins? No more dangerous than a cell phone in your pocket if you're worried about people following you around. Programming note, next week, Jeffrey Bennett and myself are going to switch positions. Usually I do Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Jeffrey Bennett does Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, next week, it's Jeffrey's turn for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I'll be doing Tuesday and Thursday. Next week should be a big week in the metals. Why? Just because. It was a big week this week. A lot of people finally figured out which way this thing is going. But then again, we have a shortened week next week. Yes, believe it or not. Another holiday. Martin Luther King Day on Monday. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, just give me one. Just give me George Washington or Thomas Jefferson Day. I mean, why don't we have one of America's founders? Well, we have President's Day, but they killed that. We used to have Washington's Day, and they killed that. They want to discriminate between former presidents. Oh, let's put them all in one big pile and just have President's Day so we don't have to offend anybody. But can we have Martin Luther King Day? Of course we can. Yeah, in Arizona, we even have Chavez. Yes, we have Chavez Day. We celebrate all kinds of left-wing pinkos in the state, home of Barry Goldwater. Must be rolling in his grave. I'm not sure if the financial... I don't think financial markets are closed on Monday, but I know government is closed, so the post offices are closed, so... You know, for those people out there that are waiting for a shipment because of the delay that we had Christmas and New Year's, well, guess what? We've got another delay thanks to Martin Luther King Day. Anyway, I trust you have a great weekend, my friends, and I will see you on Tuesday. Jeffrey Bennett on Monday. Well, then, see you, bye.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.